This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, calling on the recovering politician Thaddeus McCotter, my colleague and friend. He writes in American Greatness, but I come to him to comment on the campaign trail for the GOP nomination for the 2024 election for president. The governor of Florida now announced is getting a great deal of attention from the media. Major reporters for AP, for Reuters, for the Washington Post, for the Washington Times, follow him very carefully, very close at hand, too, when he goes to events. They crowd right up against him. And the governor has a style which is to answer media questions that are not friendly and not particularly intellectual. Answer them pugnaciously and with wit, but pugnaciously. So I ask Thaddeus about style of presidential campaigns. Governor DeSantis would appear to assume that the major media is going to lay traps to bait him, to make him make a mistake, the usual fare for political reporters. What are his options other than responding what is called counterpunching?
Good evening to you, John. Well, it depends who's asking the question, what outlet they're from. Are they clearly left-wing propaganda machine, such as the New York Times or the Washington Post, or are they relatively objective, or are they conservative or Republican outlets, and they have to be dealt with as such. So you have to be very careful and very judicious in how you do it. Clearly, the Republicans want someone who's going to fight. So in a certain sense, the left-wing regime media is helping Governor DeSantis by giving him a foil so he could show the Republican base that he too can fight. He can actually try to show that he can fight in a much smarter way than President Trump at times has done. But you can't just simply attack every outlet across the board. And you also have to be very careful how you do it. Again, I know that a lot of the kids these days like to look down on Ronald Reagan or talk about, oh, the Reaganites and whatever. But if you look at how Ronald Reagan handled a very, very hostile media, you could still come across as being charming, witty, and smart without having to look like a curmudgeon or look like an ogre. And that's the fine line the Governor DeSantis has to walk. I think he's a very serious, very earnest person by nature, whereas Mr. Reagan, I think, was a little more genial. He obviously was raised in a theatrical background. And so he knew in many ways what it was like to be on a stage and what his role he was going to play. We'll see if Governor DeSantis is a quick study and if he can do it or not. But again, what the media wants you to do is they want you to look mean because they want the voters who do not know you to think you're just a mean person and they don't want another mean person to be president. I know that sounds trite, but that is their goal. And in many ways, it has proven effective. You could ask President Trump about that.
The example, the AP reporter, the chief AP political reporter, asked Governor DeSantis why he didn't take questions from the audience after making remarks, I believe it was New Hampshire. At the time the question was asked, the governor was shaking hands and taking questions from individual New Hampshire citizens. He was speaking to one as the reporter called the question out loud over the governor's shoulder. The governor immediately responded, "Are you blind? Are you blind?" I won't quote any more than that. "I'm talking to members of the audience. This is New Hampshire. They're asking me questions. We're exchanging ideas. Are you blind?" It was a moment that was highlighted by the political media as, oh, perhaps something how easy DeSantis is rattled. Now, that's an example I saw just once. Perhaps it won't be repeated. But it seemed at once trivial and sinister.
Why doesn't somebody in the DeSantis campaign sit him down for about 10 minutes and show all the footage of Sam Donaldson yelling at Ronald Reagan and how Ronald Reagan reacted to it? Problem solved.
Again, DeSantis is a different personality than previous presidential candidates for the Republican Party. He's young and he's extremely smart. And he's filled with facts about Florida and about his time in the governorship. That doesn't make for an easy charm, Thaddeus. Does he have a way you're recommending he learns?
I don't know the man, John. I don't know the man. So we'll have to find out. He's clearly stumbling a bit. He's got to be careful. I mean, look, the person you just described, someone who is young, someone who is a governor, someone who has been successful, someone who is very smart, was Governor Mike Dukakis, too, and he didn't make it to the presidency either, did he? So DeSantis can be as smart as he wants to be, and he can fight with the press all he wants to do, but there's a whole big wide world out there that doesn't know him, and if your first impression is that you're just some ogre, that is full of statistics and really doesn't have a heart or passion or any soul, which we know isn't true, but that's going to be a big barrier for him to have to overcome, especially because he's going to be locked in a presidential primary with Donald Trump, and Donald Trump is going to, ironically, going to be trying to do the very same things to DeSantis that the left-wing media is trying to do, which is rattle him and make him look like a bad person.
So a recommendation is if DeSantis can't be charming, he should not respond.
No, my recommendation is to see what works and what doesn't work, and to see what you can and can't do. And there is nothing wrong with ignoring a reporter's question if it's in an inopportune time. If I'm talking to somebody in New Hampshire, does not mean I have to tear myself away and address the reporter. I could ignore it. I would look at the guy from New Hampshire. You see what we got to deal with right about now? Look, this is exactly what they're trying to do. I'm not going to take the bait, but thank you for coming and thank you for your support. And if there's anything I can do, let me know. And here's a yard sign for you and fill out the volunteer form. Thank you. Next person in line. And while they're yelling at you, you just keep counting all the people you've met, shaking all those hands and letting everybody know this is what I, this comes with the territory, being a Republican running for the presidency. And don't worry about it because I'm not.
Thaddeus McCotter, recovering politician, writing in American Greatness. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.